Psalm 23 has been a especially comforting hymn of praise from our Lord throughout the ages. Let's join this morning in reading responsively. If you would read the parts in bold, it starts with a phrase from Psalm 23 with a reference then to that, and then I will share a Bible passage that helps illustrate that thought. So responsively together now. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a saving relationship. The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger. I shall not want. That's abundant supply. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's spiritual rest. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's blessed refreshment. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He restoreth my soul. That's compassionate healing. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's divine guidance. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar and by night with a pillar of fire to give them light on the road which they should travel. You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. For his name's sake, that's transcendent purpose. Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's life's testing. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. I will fear no evil. That's absolute protection. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. For thou art with me. That's intimate faithfulness. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's loving discipline. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's joyous hope. But he made his own people go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on safely, so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He also drove out the nations before them and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's personal consecration. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. My cup runneth over. That's unending abundance. Therefore, I will save my flock. I will establish one shepherd over them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God. I will make a covenant of peace with them. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers of blessing to come down in their season. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's abundant blessing. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's eternal security. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. It is not what we have in our lives, but who we have in our lives. Though we can't see him, Jesus, our shepherd, is with us. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, equip you to do what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Forever and ever. Amen. Hymn 436, 436.